You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
April the 17th, 2020. Disturbing news out of South Korea. They are reporting a rise in patients who test positive for coronavirus a second time. We have been thinking that if we cure someone and say they are no longer suffering coronavirus, they'll be totally in the clear. That's probably true for the majority, but South Korea reports at least 2% of their recovered victims, after they've been tested positive, treated, found free of coronavirus, are redeveloping the virus. That's something we're going to have to watch and be aware of as we try to move forward to reopen our nation. And in the meantime, China finally admitting that out of the epicenter at Wuhan, they finally admit, well, we might have miscounted our dead. They didn't miscount. They purposely covered it up. And I'm not sure we're getting the right number now. Originally, they were saying less than 1,300 killed in that one region as the virus began to spread. Now they're saying death count was closer to 4,000. Want to lay odds that it's going to be higher than that? And also news is coming out that the U.S. has been sending money to that lab to help with some of the research. We've been using U.S. government grant dollars given to various groups that we knew were funding research at that Chinese lab. Stop that now. President Trump, of course, announcing yesterday the guidelines to try to reopen America. He said, we're not opening all at once, but a careful step at a time. And that's the way we have to do it. And, of course, he's still encouraging Americans to practice your hygiene, social distancing, teleworking if possible. But we're going to try to move forward. But they'll also be watching for hot spots. And there will be some different areas that can open sooner than others. And the president and governors are working on that. They're going to roll out plans on exactly when and how which area will begin. As the president said, we can begin the next front in our war, which we're calling opening up America again. In the meantime, those who are looking for money for their small business to keep it afloat, if they didn't get in on that first $350 billion, they're going to have to wait longer and they might not survive. Democrats diddling around again. They're saying, well, if we're going to come give additional money, we want to make sure there's money earmarked just for minority businesses and women businesses and Planned Parenthood. Throw that in there, too. Oh, and we want money for additional testing. Give us the whole idea was 2 weeks ago, give us an emergency $250 billion to add to the $350 billion. And just a clean bill, money to restart businesses. Then we'll get the other money out. And I will guarantee you, many of those small businesses would have been minority-owned, women-owned. They may not be the ones surviving. And they should look to blame the Democrats when they had to shut the door. If we're looking for one silver lining, it might be coming out of Chicago. A Chicago clinical trial looking at a drug from Gilead Sciences. This experimental drug might show promise as a vaccine in addition to what we've been trying to do. They'll be watching for that. And yes, the stock prices of Gilead Sciences surging more than 14%. State of New Mexico, they'll be looking to open up. But again, they want them to do it slowly and try to avoid mass gatherings. Well, a Roman Catholic diocese in New Mexico says, nope, we're going to open for the first full Mass. They're not going to bother holding off the numbers that come to Mass. And then you got a guy that he thought, well, I see all these restaurants are closed. They don't have any business coming in. No one going to check on them up in Connecticut. So I'll do my own dine-in services. He breaks into the restaurant, spends 4 days eating all the food he can get, drinking all the liquor he wants. Hey, I'm staying inside. I'm not going out. Yeah, but you broke into someone else's business. Hey, but I'm staying inside. His argument's falling flat. Now he's got a new place to stay.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
COVID-19 is a new health concern, but Wellington Environmental has 30 years experience to make your company and environment safe. Wellington Environmental can give you peace of mind, and the cost is very reasonable. These days, you can't take a chance that customers, employees, your family would be exposed to COVID-19. You have to be proactive. That starts by calling Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. You'll quickly see why customers have relied on Wellington Environmental for decades. COVID-19 can survive for hours on your furniture, your computers, your equipment, and every time someone touches that surface, they could be exposed. You don't want that liability. Call Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
First truck when I was three, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The reason that we're in the crisis that we are today is not because of anything that China did. It's not because of anything the WHO did. It's because of what this president did. It's because he didn't take this virus seriously. We weren't going to be able to keep every case out of the United States, but we didn't have to have tens of thousands of people dying.
Those are the words of Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, saying the reason we're in this crisis is not because of anything China did. How do you think you could possibly find that rationale? There's nothing China did to contribute to where we are with this crisis. That is such a leap. It's unfathomable. If there had never been a leak out of that lab, or by whatever means, the virus got transmitted to someone, to then someone, to someone, and so forth, if that had never happened in China, would we be having this virus discussion right now? The answer is, no, Larry, we would not. We'd be talking about peanut butter jelly sandwiches or something. Well, maybe not quite that. We'd be talking about Jack Daniels and Oreo cookies. I'll do that with you. But Senator Murphy has the gall to appear in public, and of course on one of his good liberal media friends, CNN with Anderson Cooper, and say, the reason we're in this crisis is not because of anything China did. It's on Trump. It's not even on the World Health Organization. Let me give you another viewpoint. And by the way, again, this is right out of the Democrats' playbook, coloring book, cartoon book, whatever you want to call it. And it's titled Resist Trump on Anything and Everything. Let me give you another side of this story, though, very quickly. So Senator Murphy, of course, is apparently an expert on things of viruses and like, I guess. So there's nothing China did that has contributed to this and the illnesses and the deaths, nor even the World Health Organization. Dr. Mark Siegel, New York University professor of medicine, says, and he's taking into account that you had to start with the initial action was in China. Secondary and multiple actions after that fall on the backs of the World Health Organization.
The question is, how did the WHO preside over a situation where this virus was escaping to Europe, then to the east coast of the United States, under their watch, without them calling it a pandemic, with them saying, let's handle it regionally, while we watched?
That's a good question. They knew what was going on, and they simply echoed what China was telling them, did not bother inquiring and taking a look at it. Senator Cotton of Arkansas, a Republican, who took an early interest in this story as it began to develop. That's why he was not at some of the impeachment hearings for the apparent attempt to public lynch Trump and get him out of office. Cotton was busy already talking to State Department and others about what was going on in China. In fact, the very day that Trump initiated January 31 to shut down flights from China, they were calling up impeachment witnesses for him. But Senator Cotton says the obvious, which it shouldn't have to be re-emphasized this way, but just in case I have some really, how would I describe this in a nice way? Let me think here for a second. This is touchy. For some of you out there who are so opposed to Trump that you will never let a single fact sway you, how do I explain to you that Senator Murphy's remark is that it didn't have anything to do with China, we're not in the crisis because of China, versus the remark from Senator Cotton? I guess the best thing to do is just you stand in the center of the railroad track, because here comes the remarks from Senator Cotton.
We know that China has a very sloppy history of laboratory safety. Some of our own diplomats at the embassies in China went to these labs as far back as 2 years ago and said the practices there were very alarming. And you can see how the Chinese Communist Party has continued to lie about this from the very beginning, as if they have something to cover up. If that's the case, it really is the biggest, the costliest, the most deadly cover-up in the history of mankind.
Absolutely. It's not Trump. It's not even the World Health Organization at that point. It's China. And as we pointed out in the previous hour, in case you missed it, we have sent U.S. dollars to that lab to assist with some of the research in the past. The full accounting of the money still being broken out. Apparently some of it went in grants, some of it went with package grants of others, but U.S. dollars were funding some of the research going on. Even when we knew they were having problems, we apparently were still allowing U.S. dollars to go into that facility. And again, if you're looking for a villain in this story, I'd say we could be held accountable to the extent that if we were helping them stay open and everything, well, then we've made a bad decision there. But the virus investigation and experiments were being done by Chinese in Wuhan, China. What import or part we might have had on a peripheral area, that's still being determined. How our money was exactly used when it went in there, that's still to be determined. And Canada did the same thing. But the gall of Senator Murphy of Connecticut, I want you to hear him as he said in the beginning a moment ago. When it comes to looking for someone to blame, and what he ends up doing is again, putting it all on the back of Donald Trump, that we would have nothing. We would have none of this going on if it weren't for Donald Trump. When you listen to this again, do you hear any semblance of fact? Any? Please listen.
The reason that we're in the crisis that we are today is not because of anything that China did. It's not because of anything the WHO did. It's because of what this president did. It's because he didn't take this virus seriously. We weren't going to be able to keep every case out of the United States, but we didn't have to have tens of thousands of people dying.
All right, if you're looking for one thread, he's saying because we didn't keep it out of the United States and didn't have we wouldn't have tens of thousands of dying. Well, of course, we would have liked to keep it out. But when Trump initiated shut down flights from China, where were the Democrats then? Along with Joe Biden, they were saying, you're xenophobic. You no reason to do that. Other Democrats saying, you don't need to do that. You're just trying to enforce your border law again, this time using airline flights. And others are saying quarantines don't work. We don't need them. They don't work anyway. So now one of those Democrats at that time was taking it in a seriously more serious than what Senator Murphy is having you believe the Trump administration did. Senator Murphy was in one of these closed-door sessions, and he came out, and his mind was already set, and he already had a game plan and could not wait to get to the other Democrats to help them fill in and color more pages in their playbook.
I walked out of that closed-door briefing just with chills running down my spine, because many of us on both sides of the aisle knew what this virus had done in China. We knew it was a matter of time before it arrived here, and it was just shocking how cavalier the administration was.
How cavalier the administration was. We knew what had happened. We were already aware of it. Let me give you a timeline for this thing, because it's critical you understand what's going on here. Because he also issued, on that date that he came out of that meeting, on February the 5th, he tweeted out, just left administration briefing. They aren't taking this seriously enough. No request for any emergency funding, which is a big mistake. Local health systems need supplies, training, screening of staff, and need it now. He stated that February 5, coming out of that closed-door meeting. The 5th of February. We're now 5 days after the president has already stopped flights coming in from China. And he still wants you to sit here. They're not taking it seriously. And he said they didn't make any requests for emergency funding. Doesn't mean they weren't going to want some money. You still put it together? I mean, we were still putting plans together as to how much can we get. And even when we have a plan and we put it in front of the Democrats, they won't support it. They won't even support the money to help small businesses stay awake and alive and alert at this point. But let me put another balance in here for you. Here is Senator Murphy, a Democrat. And he says on February 5, Trump had no clue. Although I'll point out to you again, 5 days earlier he had stopped flights from China. And soon after that, also ended up shutting down flights from Europe. But he had no clue. February 5. Well, what was Nancy Pelosi doing that time? Well, we were getting word as to this virus and so forth. And on February the 24th, 20 days basically after Senator Murphy, the Democrats, came out and said, clueless Trump. Here's Nancy Pelosi walking through San Francisco's Chinatown, followed by tourists, cameras everywhere. There was no distancing. They're all brushing shoulders right up against her as Nancy leads her tourage through Chinatown.
It's exciting to be here, especially at this time, to be able to be unified with our community. We want to be vigilant about what might be on the what is out there in other places. We want to be careful about how we deal with it. But we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
So the Democrat that came out of that closed-door meeting, and you know Nancy Pelosi was aware of that meeting, he comes out and says Trump has no clue what's going on. The administration isn't taking this seriously. 20 days later, Nancy Pelosi walking the streets of San Fran S-hole, encouraging everyone to come to Chinatown and have lunch with her. Who wasn't taking it seriously? And where do we stand right now, and who's taking this seriously on getting our country back to work and helping small business? It's not Nancy. There's a clip from her from a Late Late Show pointing out how she's dealing with the quarantine. This was a piece of video that was shot in her San Francisco mansion. It shows her standing in front of a $24,000 fridge, saying how proud she is of having that fridge, and it's all stocked with $13 a pint ice cream. She was showing it off, her luxury refrigerators from her chateau in San Francisco, and all of the ice cream inside, while small businesses are closing their doors. People are being put out of work. They would not be willing or even have the money to spend $13 a pint on ice cream. Nancy Pelosi again. And that's the story. We got more to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. redfitnesslounge.com.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor in it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm not done. I'm not done with Nancy Pelosi and her ice cream freezer. I'll get to that again in a moment. But would that not be appalling? Is she absolutely tone deaf? She wants to blame Trump and Republicans and Trump supporters that you don't have any understanding? I'll come back to that in just a moment. We pointed out previously, while we try to reopen the nation, as the president said yesterday, working with governors, are going to try to do it. And, of course, when we were issuing this money to help small businesses get restarted, you know, that was going to be critical to helping reopen the nation. You can open up and say we're ready for business, but if no businesses can open up because they don't have the money to open up, what are you getting accomplished? And the House and the Senate are still away from out from D.C. right now, and it's primarily the Democrats that are holding things off. Yesterday, when that money ran out of that program, $350 billion gone, and we were asking Democrats, begging them a week and a half ago, come pass an emergency clean bill to add another $250 billion. And that might still end up being short, and every passing day means there will be more money needed. But they didn't. They came back and killed it, wouldn't vote on it, and then won't return. Today, Trump tweeted out, people are losing their jobs because of crazy Nancy Pelosi, crying Chuck Schumer, and the radical left do-nothing Democrats who should immediately come back to Washington, approve legislation to help families in America end your endless vacation. Went on to say, you're blocking this funding for our Paycheck Protection Program. You are killing small business. Stop playing politics with them. You think they're going to show up and do something right away? No, and I'm sorry to tell you, if you're a small business, do not look for help from them. And again, it's reflected in what I was talking about, Nancy Antoinette Pelosi a moment ago. April 14th, just a few days ago, when we're all supposed to still be in quarantine, distancing, so forth, she appears on a clip on late-night TV showing her standing in front of her double freezer, $24,000 freezers. And she says, we have found ways to keep our spirits up during these trying times. Mine just happens to be filling up my freezer. And she opens the door, and there it is. Voila! Pint ice cream, valued at $13 a pint. Various flavors and so forth. Standing in front of her $24,000 fridge, showing off her ice cream, while Americans are out there trying to say, am I going to get enough of a check I can buy food for my family? And, of course, a lot of Americans, thank God, are responding negatively. What about Democrats? There's only one Democrat you should really care about, and that'd be Joe Biden, right? You know what Joe Biden had to say? You have great taste, Speaker Pelosi. Oh, jeez. Going to take a break when we come back. Tom Wellington is going to join us. Wellington Environmental. They've been on the front line going into businesses, making sure they're going to be safe to reopen as they try to restart as the cities and businesses begin to open up. Tom's got some interesting stories. You should hear these coming up. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. And throughout this COVID-19 scare, and of course trying to make sure we're safe to return to some environments, and the environments will be safe. I've been talking extensively and adding airtime for one of my prime sponsors, Wellington Environmental. And I want to make sure you understand, Wellington Environmental is a sponsor of this program. I only take on sponsors I believe in and that we have a good working relationship, but I want folks who stand by their work and what they do. And Wellington Environmental is on the front line of helping remediate some of this situation with COVID-19. Preparing businesses and our facilities already open, keeping them clean, and making others ready to go. And I think he's got some interesting stories I want to have shared as well. Tom Wellington, welcome back aboard, sir.
Hey, Larry. Great to be here.
Now, before I get too deep into the discussion with Tom, another one of my long-term sponsors is John Beale Roofing. And John Beale Roofing tells me how many times we have a major storm hit an area, hail, roof damage, wind damage, and how fast you get all these trucks coming in from out of the state or anywhere else. They suddenly have a sign on them, we will do roofing, and they're ripping people off, overcharging, and scamming people. I'm wondering, are you seeing the same thing when it comes to treating businesses, homes, so forth with COVID-19?
Yeah, unfortunately, there are some bad actors out there. You know, we talked about, I think 2 weeks ago, one of the building owners that had received cases and cases of disinfectant that they had ordered and only found out that it was an enzyme for pet odor removal and stains. And then we've tried to buy some additional fogging equipment and things, and people have tried to rip us off and saying the shipments are lost and they couldn't provide FedEx numbers or things like that. But now lately I'm starting to see price gouging. And for instance, some projects that take us or another reliable company about 90 minutes to complete There are contractors out there that want thousands and thousands of dollars to do that when it should be charged at about $500 or less.
Wow.
So we are seeing now that's quite a bit of difference.
Well, I mean, if you're opening your business, you're worried about the liability. You've had a restaurant, it's been closed. You when you open the door, you probably want something on the door somewhere to say, we've been recently inspected, we've been cleaned, and so forth by such and such group. And so, yeah, I'll pay you $5,000 to do it, and then I find out later I could have had it done for $500.
Yeah, and isn't that a shame? And that is happening out there, and I'm hearing more and more of those stories every day.
And what are they doing when they go into? Are they even giving them the $500 worth of treatment, or are they at least getting the proper treatment, or just taking the money and getting them nothing in return?
Well, you know, I don't know. I can't really answer that, but I have seen some contractors that are out there that are using improper equipment to protect their workers.
Well, that's another key. I mean, what should they be using?
Well, you know, and here's some simple points that if somebody does want to get disinfecting or fogging, and that's a fast way to apply a disinfectant to the air and to the surfaces, they should probably ask a couple questions. And one of the questions should be, you know, what training the workers have. You know, there is a required training. And
well, now, wait a minute. You can't just get the stuff and walk through a room foaming it up, fogging. You can't do that?
Well, I guess some people are doing that, but they're not supposed to be.
But they're not supposed to. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so they really should have bloodborne pathogen training, and that's a requirement from the CDC.
Let me make sure I understand. Bloodborne pathogen?
Training.
What is that, bloodborne pathogen?
Well, basically that is how the worker is protecting themselves from a biohazard. And since COVID is a biohazard, it falls under those regulations. And so the people that are applying the fogging or are doing deep cleaning after an incident should have that training, and that's a requirement. I actually saw a mailer that came in the mail last night, and we had a regular housekeeping company was saying that they could clean up after COVID-19. Not, you know, if they have all this training, that's great, but if they don't, they're not supposed to be doing it.
Well, is there no check, no regulation? I mean, is anything to stop them from presenting themselves like that and getting by with it?
There isn't anything that really is going to stop except for education.
And I think that probably is because we've never had a situation like that hit this nation, I would guess.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now, what about your workers? What do you do with them to make sure they are medically sound when they go in and then after they've been treating numerous facilities?
Well, yeah, and there's a couple of other things that they should be doing as well. But as far as what you mentioned about medical surveillance, our workers are medically surveilled yearly, and it's a requirement because of the respirators that they wear. And so they have to have a pulmonary function test. They have to have a posterior and anterior chest X-ray. And they also, the doctor that's doing all this, has to have specific questions during the medical exam that the workers have to answer. It's a long form, but it's an OSHA-required form. And so people that participate in this type of business is completely different than janitorial supplies or cleaning and much more aggressive training.
And what kind of businesses have you been seeing lately?
Well, I've seen more of, as far as which ones were type of cleaning we're doing.
Yeah, well, yeah, that, and are they more service-oriented that they're going to be opening up, or their office environment? But they primarily do. Their folks have been awake computing. Now they're going to be coming back in the office. Are they a retail outlet they'll be opening up?
I haven't heard from retail outlets, but I have heard from a lot of businesses that are getting ready to. They've had a skeleton crew on site, and now they're ready to start ramping up a little bit more, and so they want it cleaned before they bring those people in. And some businesses are also wanting it cleaned during the first week of reoccupancy at night, too, so that they can assure their workers, hey, we're doing everything we can to keep you healthy and in a good environment.
So if I get my pick-em-up truck put on the sign of it, I can take care of your COVID issues and drive around. I can collect $2,000 or $3,000 from each of these businesses while you're trying out there to do you're doing the right job at the right price.
Yeah.
But I'll get my money.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case. I mean, if people buy into those things and that they're attacked on that fear, angle, yes, they probably could.
And what about the other thing is, for those even that are faking it and carrying that out, if there is a COVID-19 virus still active in that facility, they are taking a risk with themselves or their people if they're not doing it properly anyway. I mean, just putting on a mask, is that enough at that point? But you shouldn't, if you're going to be doing fogging or deep cleaning, don't you need to have some kind of respirator or whatever?
Yes, and it should be at least a negative pressure respirator or higher grade, such as a PAPR. But I have seen them out there cleaning with the wrong cartridges on the respirators, and they're putting HEPA cartridges on their respirators when they really should be using an organic cartridge for vapor.
What's the difference, Joe?
Well, HEPA cartridges for fine particulate, such as dust or silica or asbestos and things like that, mold, whereas an organic cartridge protects them from the viruses and from the odors of the disinfectant that's being applied, as well as any other cleaners. So that the organic is what is required. But I've seen them out there with the wrong ones on. So
when you mention negative pressure respirator, what's that involve?
Yeah, really what that means is it's different from an N95 in the fact that you see actual cartridges that screw onto the respirators, and they can either be a full face or they can be a half face. But by negative pressure means you get clean air by breathing in. And so when each time you take a breath, that air is supplied to your face and your nose and your mouth through the, after it goes through the proper filters on the outside of the respirator.
I do know
that's
that
why they call it.
I know you mentioned last week you're seeing some unusual business. We had armored cars last week, which I hadn't thought about, but now every time I see a Brinks truck, I think about you guys. Because you're right, if I'm riding back there in the back by myself all this time and all this money, happy for me, but I can't do anything with it, but still, I who knows what I've been exposed to by handling the money and the bags, and now I'm stuck in the back of that truck all that time.
Yeah, you know, and we've talked about the backhoes and the bulldozers and the concrete trucks, but yesterday, I think what was a different one that we had was a top secret area where we couldn't go in, but we had to train two scientists on how to perform fogging and then sit outside this vault-like door until they finished. I have no idea what's in there, what they cleaned, and I don't think I want to know.
Well, yeah, and they didn't want you to know, and they didn't want you inside, so they had to have their people trained to go in and do it properly. And then we'll just give you the money, right?
That's right, yes.
Well,
at a fair price.
And that's a key point. And I do want to stress that again, folks. I mean, obviously I believe in Wellington Environmental. They're going to take good care of you and Tom Wellington. But if you're dealing with anyone, it's just like same thing with John Beal and roofing. You got to check some of these folks coming out of nowhere and maybe overcharging you and not doing the work anyway. Because especially with this is if folks are returning to an environment that has not been properly sterile, Tom, they're taking a risk down the road.
Yeah, I just think it's the logical and reasonable step to take.
Yep, I agree. All right, Tom, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, Tom Wellington, Wellington Environmental. And in case you missed the story earlier, there's a report out of South Korea that are cases that have been confirmed COVID, they've been treated, they're free of COVID, and they're redeveloping COVID. So that's a scary part of this story still to come. And what about that stimulus check? I've got an update on it for you. That and some complaints. We try to cover everything. So stay where you are. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. A lot of folks still waiting to see, am I going to get my stimulus check? How soon will I get it? Some are seeing it deposited directly into their various bank accounts, and some are trying to find out, where is my check, or am I going to get one? And I have it, Larry Connors, USA Facebook. Larry Connors, USA Facebook. You go down the page, just a little deeper in there now, on a link direct to take you right into the IRS, and so you start giving some information. You don't have to go dig up the IRS number. But, as I told you yesterday, expect some delays. And, in fact, Ben had apparently gotten onto the site, and he said, this tool is garbage. It doesn't work. Well, Ben, I know. I looked at the IRS thing, too, and I was on there for a hold for a long time while I was doing other work just to see what was going on. And I don't know where you put the blame, but that's what they're giving. If you want to try to track it, that's one option. Now, again, there are some reasons you might not have gotten it yet anyway, assuming you're going to get one. If you did not get a federal tax refund in 2018 or 19, even if you filed your taxes electronically, it doesn't mean the IRS can directly deposit the money into your account. So if you didn't get a refund in those years, you may not have a checking account where they can immediately deposit it. If your refund didn't come in 2019 or 18 and you had it in previous years, but it's an old bank account, then that's another area you'll have to try to track that down, because it might be going to an old account, which means then it's going to be kicked back again. It's more red tape, I'm sorry to tell you. If you have a tax preparer putting some of your stuff together, the refund might have gone to an address for the tax preparer. That was the one sending your material in from time to time. And it might take longer for you again. H&R Block said on its website, it's still waiting for answers from the IRS, but that some people have used its Emerald debit card. We'll see their money transferred direct to that card. Some people use those tax preparers like TurboTax. They're also waiting to see what's going to happen. TurboTax said the IRS has the appropriate banking information, but whether or not the transfer is going to be direct to a debit card or a payment, other payment location, yet to be seen. If you filed a paper return in 2019, you may file electronically, but some still use paper returns. That means the IRS is going to be tied up, obviously, since they've been working remotely, so that's going to delay. If you're not normally required to file a tax return, there are millions of low-income people who are not normally required to file. You're probably going to have to take some additional action. In fact, if you did not earn more than $12,200 last year, or married couples less than $24,400, you did not have to file a tax return. So they don't have a record for you recently, so you're going to have to reach out to the IRS and start that process. I know it's more red tape and nonsense. All you want to know is, when am I going to get it? And again, some are getting it. But the other part of this is, while folks are waiting on that, others are waiting on a paycheck. And if they're a small business, if they work for a small business, and they didn't get some of that money that was set aside to begin with, $350 billion, and we cannot get the Democrats to come back and approve an emergency appropriation to add another $250 billion, some businesses will maybe not be opening next week or not past next week. And if they're cutting checks for you that are due for next Friday, that you may or may not get that check, or if you're expecting one today. It's not easy right now, and I'm so sympathetic for you, because some of it is not a thing you've done wrong, not a thing you've done wrong. It's not anything the president has done wrong, or the administration, or even Democrats to that extent, where we are, because all this started with a virus in China that has just shaken the world economy, and of course, caused us to take action at this nation. I know there's some still saying, well, we never should have shut down. We don't do it for other cases. We will be second-guessing this way down the road. I know that. The same way that once we do begin to reopen and re-kick the economy and get it started, I think it's going to get off to a fast start. Unfortunately, some businesses won't be surviving to get there. I think we'll get off to a fast start, hopefully. But it's going to take a while to get back up to speed. And unfortunately, those others will be littering the sides of the road that they just couldn't stay in play until the money came through, and it came too late. If there's any piece of silver lining out of all of this at this point. Oil is at an 18-year low, plunging. West Texas Intermediate crude oil dropping almost 10%, $17.90 a barrel, the lowest since 2001. A lot of transportation has been shut down, no need for that. A lot of people not driving to and from work and so forth. They don't need it for personal cars, so oil and gas usage down considerably. And for you, I hope for you and your family, you get through this. I hope, first of all, you and your family stay healthy over this coming weekend. Don't go crazy. Don't start thinking everything's ready to go. Still do things in steps and maintain the hygiene and distancing as needed. So hopefully you and your family will remain safe. And then on the job front and the economic front, hopefully we get that on track for you as well for next week. We'll be back here Monday morning, same time, same place. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.